All right, good afternoon. Today is January 17, 2022. This is a meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors budget work session with the county attorney. This is Supervisor Latifa Faisal. With me is Supervisor Lisa Heddens, Supervisor Linda Merkin, Director of External Operations Sandra King, Story County Auditor Lucy Martin, Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley, County Attorney Tim Meals, and what's your title?
Legal Office Manager.
Legal Office Manager Monica Hinson. Do we have anyone on the phone with us?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, so we'll go ahead and get started. You want to start with revenues?
Well, our first item on revenues is our governor's Office of Drug Control, our grant for our alternatives diversion program, that $449,000
I think is what got approved for.
We're still working through that money. It's relatively unchanged from last year. Violence Against Women grant, $22,000 again this year. It's gone down some in the past few years. Hopefully in the future it'll get reauthorized and funded more fully, but looking at it, it's $22,000. It's a lot of work to bring in that money, but the grant is in the record keeping as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, and they're just projecting already that they're going to be cutting it 15%
to 20% as it is in the next 3-year grant cycle, if we get approved. So just a heads up. Local government payments, $800. That's for legal advice that's given to emergency management. We don't represent them by code, but they do use us for legal advice, so we bill them hourly. Our civil attorney provides them with legal advice. And we had $7,000 revenue from our forfeiture program that was up this year. And I think we have a total of $45,000 sitting in our account from that money. The fines recovery, $225,000 this year. Then we're estimating $25,000 of that will be county insurance revenue. I think our accounts of that city are about $325,000. That's our projected revenues. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Budget request. It's relatively unchanged. Extra help, $50,000. That's in line with what we've been asking for. Overtime pay, we've done a pretty good job of keeping that in check, utilizing comp time when necessary to keep our overtime costs from being incurred. The usual stipends for cell phones for the staff as we use our cell phones for work. During pandemic, more so now than ever before, I think. Office supplies remain relatively unchanged. Magazine and periodicals, we've had an increase in the cost there. The Thompson West Library plan has gone up from $376.29 a month to $402 a month. So we've got a little over a $500 increase there. Same way with the fines collection program. We have an increased cost for the $306 a month for Thompson West Clear, which is a service we use that helps us find participants for the program has gone up there, so we're asking for an increase in our budget for that to 7680. Again, our diversion program is a federal grant.
Do you want me to go back to that? So on the fine collections program, the Thompson West Clear, the 306, that's 320 a month now. And so if I average that out, it was 7680 is what we would need there versus the, I think it's at what?
Okay, so instead of the 5570, you want to ask for 7680 there? Perfect.
And then above that for the magazines, periodicals, and books, the Thompson West Library Plan, that has gone up to 402 a month. I think that puts it at 7,500 we're requesting versus the 6,980. And I might have rounded that one up a little bit, so you may want to double check that.
$7,300. What does that sound like? Does that work?
Yep.
And then didn't the next one go up as well?
Yeah.
And I think that one is right, the 7680, but you...
I'll take your word for it. Okay, so you're saying that the West is 320 a month?
It is.
Okay, so the difference there between what we originally put in the budget is $170. So add $170 to $5,570, and that's only basically $5,800 in that line item.
Well, I don't know where I got the
7680. I don't know where you did either.
So it's, what is it? 5,800?
Put 5,800 there. Okay. It rounds it a little bit up for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. As I was saying, diversion program costs, grant funded, so that's maybe relatively the same. Postage and mailings, same relatively the same. Same way with employee margin expenses at $5,000, and our communication services staying the same from the last year.
I will just say it says two MiFi connections for remote access to ProLaw. It's mainly just remote access in general. I mean, we have CarPel now, so I know it's not ProLaw, but just for those who do not have access to be able to access whatever our case management system is.
They don't have an internet connection with it, right?
So hotspots?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're asking for an increase in our education and training, $26,700. Part of the reason for that is the revolving conference. In the past, we sent four people, but two of them were presenting, and set up their costs for the conference were paid as they were presenting. So we're asking for an increase there. And we're sending also two of the support staff to a CarPel training conference at a cost of $2,800.
And that's our new case management system that we just started in the office.
How's that working?
Good. It's a learning curve, but good that we can access it anywhere.
Okay.
Equipment rental maintenance, $9,000. That's unchanged, that's copy machines. Dues and membership. We're asking for $16,275. There's been some change there. We're asking, having a budget, $4,125 to pay for the attorneys. State fees, those include their fee to fund the disciplinary system, fee to fund the continuing legal education system, and the client security trust fund fee, which we pay even though Governments has a client security trust fund. We looked around at what the other counties do for that, and most of the other counties do pay for that for their attorneys. We have Polk, Marshall, Palo Alto, Clay, Henry, Des Moines. So we're asking to fund that for attorneys too as a way to help keep attorney retention in our office.
Yes, out of 16 counties, there's only three counties that do not pay for those, and all the ones that are closest to us and higher numbers must pay for all of those attorneys, CLEs, to keep their licenses up to date.
Is that new this year?
That is added. We are looking to add that to the budget.
And we haven't before.
We have not.
One of the things that we took out of the budget was the drug court.
The National Association of Drug Court Professionals.
So we've eliminated the dues for that. That's $5,000. Because we weren't utilizing that.
Wow.
Office equipment and supplies, $5,000. We're in the process of changing out some furniture in one office, and as you know, we've created a new attorney's office partitioning our conference room to move one of the attorneys from Ames over to Nevada. It happened when one of our attorneys in Ames is on attorney leave, goes back to her attorney leave, and it shifts the people in our room. And then our juvenile representation service falls $20,000, which is going to change in the test. Any questions?
What does the $12,000 for drug task force dues? What does that include?
The dues for the task force. The other task force. We pay our share of dues to fund that operation.
So the drug task force has the rent and all the costs associated with them, and they bill that out quarterly to the sheriff's office, the attorney's office. Boone County, Iowa, city of, there's a multiple billings for the cost of that, so that everybody that's involved in the drug task force pays for it, but they also reap the benefits of forfeitures.
Okay.
You look confused.
I'm just wondering, so when we were going through the sheriff's budget and there were items like buy money for the drug task force. There were lots of individual items for the drug task force.
Correct.
Is that in addition to, I don't remember seeing dues. Did the
dues
bill come
was in
from?
There because he pays for them out of two different line items. He pays for them out of 492 investigations, and he pays for them out of, I want to say 444 maintenance, but I wouldn't swear to that. I'd have to look. But he put that amount in here. Now, the other dollars that he puts in for drug task force are over and above what he pays to be a member of.
That's what, that was my question.
And he pays, and his budget pays the salaries of the Drug Task Force
Story County
deputies.
Thank you.
Yep.
I don't have any other questions.
So they also have on page, these are in countywide, but I did put them at the end of their budget. Page 16 and 17 would be what's in countywide for this department. Years and years before my time ago, the very last one, the court costs, were put in countywide because it's one of those things that they have no control over, basically. Mm-hmm. So we've always budgeted in the countywide budget. They just tell us how much they think they're going to need. Monica and I had talked about this. It's a substantial increase from the current year.
It's only because we have three murder trials happening this spring and summer, and those fees are just crazy high anytime there's a murder trial. So we're just.
Well, you spent 86 last year.
And when that was with one.
And that was with one, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just a little nervous on.
We actually have five pending.
But set for.
But there's two that are set with firm dates now. Mm-hmm. There are two more each have homicide case that are waiting for firm dates to be set. And then there's one that's then stayed pending review of the defendant's competency. There's restoration, potential restoration of competency. So it could be a very expensive year with trial costs.
So that makes sense why court costs are in countywide then. How about the other items?
Well, as we were just talking about their the drug task force dollars, any restitutions go into special law enforcement that the sheriff and the attorney both have dollars in. So if they want to spend any of those dollars, they have to budget them. So that's in countywide.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they have about
45,000
in there. So technically, they could put $45,000 here and spend every dime of it if they wanted to. Whatever's in there, they could budget.
We're talking about fine collection.
I'm talking about attorney special projects, the very first line item there in that page.
Got it.
And then For special law enforcement. Then the other one's the county attorney fine collection. Mm-hmm. Those are the dollars that they get over and above the 40% after they hit their max. The 40% they get after they hit their max.
Yeah, after we hit our threshold.
After they hit their threshold. So they're budgeting to spend $7,500 next year of those dollars. Once again, the county attorney can determine how to spend those dollars. And they have $332,000 in there right now. But they're budgetary funds and have to be budgeted to be spent at some point in time, or if they want to spend them.
And special law enforcement, that's like forfeitures.
Right. Yeah, some years are better than others on those.
Mm-hmm.
And a note on the court costs. The $90,000 we were just talking about for the murder trials, those are attached to when it's settled and they're attached to the costs. So we could be collecting for the next however many years, and it does get deposited back into the supplemental fund over the years as we go.
As it
any
trickles
collections
back in.
You can't offset it because it could happen 15 years down the road. So.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty straightforward. Any questions?
I don't either.
job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what are the three murder charges?